When Lindy Collins heard that we were looking for true confessions, she took us at our word. Not once or even twice, but three times. Lindy recorded her true confessions in Townsville on an evening when crickets were serenading.
After my first communion, my family being of Irish Catholic descent, at age 8, I was expected to go to confession before Mass every Sunday. At the time, you could not eat breakfast before Mass. It was a tremendous pressure on an empty stomach to try and think about the previous week's transgressions for a priest to forgive you for. I was a pretty anxious and nervous girl child with three brothers. Usually I lied and made up dastardly deeds so that the priest could do his job and give me a few Hail Marys to say. I did consider mentioning my lies to him as part of my sinning, but he was a very bad-tempered priest who'd already walloped me in catechism for daydreaming. Forgive me, Father, as I have sinned, made me feel queasy every Sunday as I spoke my words in the dark wooden store. My first memorable sin was when my very spoilt Johannesburg cousin came to stay, and she was an only child and not used to sharing. She would not share her sweets with me, so I fed her bird's eye chilies, telling her there were special Zulu cherries, different to the Johannesburg chilies. My father gave me the biggest hiding, and I was in disgrace for weeks. The priest just gave me two Hail Marys that Sunday. It was a bit confusing. Then my grandmother came to stay with us after she had a back operation and needed nursing help. My father and my grandmother hated each other. My mother was her only child, and my grandmother told us all that my mother had married beneath her. My mother sided with my father, and I was told to be nice to my grandmother and had to pass messages from the adults to each other. Granny kept up her litany of my father's crimes the whole time she stayed with us. My confessions during that time were always that I just wished my grandmother would die. Once again, it was only a couple of Hail Marys on Sunday during the three-month grandmother ordeal. My final confession was when I was 13 and walking home from school. It suddenly occurred to me that if every human being died, there would be no God, there would be no religions. I went to confession that Sunday and I said, "Forgive me, Father, but this is my very last confession. I am now an atheist." He just said, "Say two Hail Marys and one act of contrition."
I wonder if she did. That's Lindy Collins coming clean about her confessions and how that all ended inside the Catholic Church. Lindy's story was produced by Michael McKenzie.